Morning Watch. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. Week 1. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by loving his appearing and not loving the present age. Tuesday. Related verses. Revelation 22 verses 12 and 20. Verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to render to each one as his work is. Verse 20. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Philippians 3, verse 20. For our commonwealth exists in the heavens, from which also we eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 26, verses 7 and 8. A woman came to him, having an alabaster flask of ointment of great value, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10. And await his Son from the heavens, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath which is coming. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. Related reading. In verse 20, the Lord also said, Yes, I come quickly. Our loving response should be, Amen, come Lord Jesus. We should always call for his coming. This becomes our response to his return. Since we know that the Lord's second coming is so precious, we should love the Lord's appearing. We must tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you and I love your appearing. Because I love you, I love your appearing. Paul was one who lived a life of waiting for the Lord's return. We can see this by reading 1 Thessalonians. This book has 5 chapters, each of which concludes with the Lord's coming back. This indicates that Paul was one who loved the Lord's appearing. Taking Paul as our pattern, we should love the Lord's appearing. Since we love the Lord's appearing, we should earnestly wait for his coming. Our living should indicate that we have no other hope on earth. Our hope is in the coming Lord. He is our eternal destiny. In 1 Corinthians 7, Paul says, Brothers, the time is shortened. Henceforth, both those who have wives should be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not abuse it. For the fashion of this world is passing away. Christ is our real hope. While waiting for the Lord's return, we should learn to fear him. In Luke 12, the Lord gave a parable concerning a rich man who endeavored to lay up wealth for himself so that his soul might enjoy itself and be merry. But God said to him, Foolish one, this night they are requiring your soul from you. Every today that we have is truly the Lord's grace. Therefore, as long as we have today, as long as we still have breath, we should love the Lord and his appearing, await the Lord's coming, and take his coming as an encouragement. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 1, Paul says to Timothy, I solemnly charge you before God in Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. This is an exhortation from Paul immediately before his martyrdom. He reminded Timothy that by the Lord's judgment and kingdom, we should have a living that loves the Lord's appearing. This is also a reminder to us, and this will cause us not to be discouraged, not to backslide, and not to become weak, but to remain faithful to the end. At the end of the first century, the Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly," so that we would consider his reward to be rendered at his coming back. We should not think that because the Lord has been tolerating the situation for more than 19 centuries, he is slow to come back. We need to look at the world situation today. We do not know what will happen within the next few days. In this age, things happen very quickly. Therefore, we must pray and be watchful. We must also be prepared in spirit and in our daily life. May the Lord cover us so that we may be a watchful, praying, and prepared people. In order for the Lord to come as the bridegroom, the bride must be prepared for him. Is the bride ready for the bridegroom's coming? Is it possible for the Lord to come today as the bridegroom? Because the bride is not yet ready, we may say that it is possible that the Lord's coming will not be as soon as some expect.